Now, let's have the boys and girls sitting up. And last week, you remember, boys and girls, we saw how God provided for the children of Israel as he was now leading them on their journey out of the land of Egypt and into the land of Canaan, the land that God had promised to give them to be their own land. God guided them, you remember, through that great pillar, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And of course, as God led them and guided them through all their journeys, God also provided for them everything that they needed. They needed food to eat, of course, in their journey. They needed water to drink so that they wouldn't die of thirst. And so God came, you remember we saw last week, and in miraculous ways, by performing miracles for them many a time, so he provided that food and that drink for them. You remember how he gave the manna from heaven, that bread from heaven. You remember also how he gave that water out of a rock when Moses took his staff, and when Moses hit the rock and it split asunder and the water came out so that the children of Israel had water to drink there in the valley of Rephidim. Now, we also said last week that not only was God going to guide the children of Israel and provide for the children of Israel, but he was also going to protect them on their journey as well, because they were going to need much protection. And so this morning, it's just something about that protection that I want us to think about, and how God really sent his first protection for the children of Israel, kept them safe as they went on their journey. Now, we're told in the Bible that immediately after God gave them the water to drink out of the rock in the valley of Rephidim, then it says came Amalek to fight with the children of Israel. Now, Amalek was the leader of a people called the Amalekites. And the Amalekites, of course, they didn't want to see the children of Israel journeying through any of their territory, any of their land. And so Amalek came with all his forces, with all his army, and he came to fight against the children of Israel. Now, will you remember this? That the children of Israel really didn't know how to fight. Now, they knew how to fight amongst one another. I'm sure we all know that. Boys and girls, brothers and sisters know how to fight. Everybody knows how to fight. You don't have to teach anybody how to fight. So as you don't have to teach anybody how to tell a lie, or you don't need to teach anybody how to do wrong. That's in our very nature. But they didn't know how to fight in the sense that they didn't know how to fight as an army, because they had never been an army. They had never been soldiers. They had only ever been slaves in the land of Egypt. And so they needed to know what they should do, precisely how they should fight. Well, it was God that gave them that knowledge then in order to protect them as these Amalekites came out to fight against them. And we're told then in the Bible that Joshua got together with Moses, and Moses said, "Now, Joshua, you take some of the men down into the valley, and when the Amalekites come against you, then you form up the men and you fight against the Amalekites." But this was the strange thing. Moses said, "As you're doing that, Joshua," he said, "I'll go up onto the hillside overlooking the valley, and as you and Joshua fight with the Amalekites, I'm going to lift up my hands and pray to God." And he said, "I'm going to take Aaron with me, and I'm going to take Hur." And he took Aaron and this man called Hur, and they both went up, the three of them went up onto the hillside. And Moses, with the rod in his hand, he lifted up his hands before God to pray for the battle that was going on down in the valley. And the Bible tells us that while Moses' hands were held up high while he was praying before God, then it says that the Israelites were winning the battle. But when Moses' arms grew tired and they began to fall down, then it says in the Bible that the Amalekites were winning the battle and the Israelites were losing the battle. And so in came Aaron and Hur then, and they lifted up and supported Moses' arms. And so Moses' arms were held up high, and they prayed before the Lord that God would protect them against these people that had come to fight against them. And at the end of the day, God did protect them. The children of Israel won the battle, and the Amalekites had to flee for their life. When it was all over, the Bible says that Moses built an altar to worship God, and they called that place Jehovah Nissi. That means the Lord is our banner. And it means, of course, that it was God that had fought for them. It was God that had told them what to do. It was God that had given them the victory. It was God who had protected them. Now, when a person becomes a Christian, one thing that a person immediately realizes is this, that there is a great battle to fight. Not a battle on this earth in the sense that you take up a gun and you go and fight in a war like that, but a spiritual battle. Because, boys and girls, we've got a great enemy in our life who is called the devil, the evil one, Satan, the old serpent. And the devil comes out to fight against God's people. He fights against those who are Christians. But God tells us how to fight against the devil. And the Bible tells us, in fact, that God gives us armor to wear. Not physical armor, but spiritual armor. He tells us that we've got a shield that we can hold in our hand, that we've got breastplate that we can put on like the Roman soldiers, that we've got a helmet to put on our head, which is to protect us against the devil. And it tells us this as well. It tells us that when we put on all of these pieces of armor, it says then that we're always to pray. Maybe you know the hymn that says, put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. And you see, while Joshua fought down there with the other Israelite men in the battle, Moses and Aaron and Hur, they were praying to the Lord. And in the Christian life, boys and girls, we have to fight against the devil as the devil comes out, but God protects us. And one of the great ways that God protects us in the Christian life is by allowing us to pray to him, to ask him for the things that we need, to thank him for the things that he gives us. And above all things, boys and girls, you remember that you can pray to God. Whatever you need, you can come to God and you can ask God in prayer for that thing. And whatever you need to do what God tells you to do, the strength that you need for it, or the faith, trusting in God to do it, God promises to give us all of these things when we come and we ask him for these things. So God then is guiding the children of Israel. He is providing for the children of Israel, giving them the things that he needs. He is protecting them against their enemies. And all of those things God does for us when we believe in him and when we trust in him through Jesus Christ, his Son.